Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is one of my favorite days. I have to just tell you all that. I'm Kim, and I want to welcome you to our 6 a.m. show. And also, we are going to be on till 7, too, so from 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Those are our new hours. And then again, from 2 to 3. And this is the brighter side of life in the 805. And Sherry, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. It's really a great Valentine's Day this year.
I know. Tom, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. Beautiful day.
Yeah. Jennifer should be rolling in here. She probably got a Valentine's Day breakfast or something, you know? I don't know. But anyways, what are you going to do for yourself for Valentine's Day?
I'm actually going to be going to Long Beach with a new friend.
Oh, good.
So it is really a Valentine's Day for me. It kind of, you know, not just for myself, but, you know, maybe with somebody else. We'll just see. We'll keep you informed.
Perfect. Well, I just want to reach out to everybody. Thank you for all the phone calls and all the things that we have that we're giving away today. And that we always give away on our show. Don't we give, like, great gifts?
I've never seen anything like it.
I know. I'm telling you. And we just keep getting better and better, and we are reaching more people. So thank you again. I do want to give out our phone number here, and the phone number is 805-419-0008. And that is the number you want to write down, because all the way through our shows, we do things a little bit different than the other shows. All you have to do is call us and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Jennifer just walked in. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.
So did you get, like, breakfast in bed or something? Is that why you're late?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I figured that. Anyways, well, I am so excited to tell you a little bit about our show. And again, you are tuned in to The Brighter Side of Life, and we are doing some great things here. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our gifts before we mention all of our great guests?
We have some great gifts here this morning for Valentine's Day. Last chance giveaway to a night weekend stay at the Sheraton Agora Hills Hotel. Also, Pete's Breakfast House, a $30 gift certificate. How about Mission Oaks Cafe wine pairing dinner featuring Sunline Vintage Cellars? And that's going to happen on February 26th at 6:30 in the evening. A $25 gift certificate to a real favorite, that's Lazy Dog. Lazy Dog Cafe is a whole lot of fun. And a $25 Kate and Lacey gift card, too. We go to Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with Jason Love, bringing in some great comics on February 18th, just a few days away. And that is going to be at the Camarillo Paseo Cinemas. Caneo Players Theater putting on another great play, and that's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That runs through April 12th. In addition, the Harlem Globetrotters are still bouncing basketballs. They will be in Los Angeles all the way through the 16th of February. We have Denise Butler Photography with Sweetheart Sessions, and that's a one-hour in-studio, local on location, wherever you can go, two people, and you have a style consultant. That's really cool. And how about the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, amazing automobiles, through May 1st, another great prize here with Kim Pagano.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And all you have to do, again, is call 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and just leave us your name and number, and we'll get back with you. And it will be, there will not be a live operator there, so just make sure you know that going in, that somebody will definitely get back with you. I do want to take a moment to just talk about something really quick, but I am going to introduce and talk about our guest that we have coming on this morning, and it's all about Valentine's Day gifts that don't cost a penny. And isn't it fun when you get stuff that is really amazing and you don't have to pay for it, and yet it's really from the heart? That's what it's all about. So we're going to be talking with Jude Bijou, and we're going to be talking about that. Also joining us in the studio is Mary Stack, and she is going to be talking talking about flavors, culinary, and adventures. And it's all about loving and cooking. And you know, another thing I thought, if you're not going out to the hustle bustle of the restaurants, she's going to help us put together some...
And some people really like to be home.
Yeah, I actually did this for you, Sherry, so that you could learn how to cook. And she's amazing. I already took her cooking class.
Oh.
Lou and I did.
I remember you raved about that. Yeah. I love to be at home on Valentine's Day because I like to sort of pick what I'm going to have as opposed to like the prefix menu.
See, there you go.
So
and you don't always get, I hate to say, you don't always get the best service.
Romantic. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyways, but I'm
so can
really
my kids
excited.
Come stay at your house, Sherry? No.
You know what? Anytime. Boys
I
yours.
Know. I love it. Well, I do want to take a moment and I do want to invite you to get one of our newsletters. When you call up 805-419-0008, just request a newsletter. I'm telling you, we've all been blogging in
we
it.
We have.
And it's amazing. And I just kind of wanted to share something that I wrote. Take a moment to close your eyes and look inside in yourself with a smile. See your greatness. Then think of a few things that make you happy. Anything from a voice, a place, a moment. Take yourself there. In everyday thoughts and actions, remember to keep taking yourself back to those happy moments. This will allow you to turn every day into where you are thriving with happiness instead of surviving with chaos. If we can remember to take a moment to do this every day, I think that we will live a richer and healthier life. And when you will create a happier you. It is important to stop, to quit wishing. Write a hope letter to yourself this year instead of writing a list of resolutions. Treat yourself to the perfect day by day of doing what you are passionate about. And if you start to get those negative thoughts, which we all get those negative thoughts, right? Talk yourself out of it and remind yourself when you think it's impossible, remember you are possible. So that's one of the things that you'll hear in our newsletter. They're all inspirational things. And again, all you have to do when you're calling up for all these amazing gifts is, tell them, I want to be on the newsletter. I want a newsletter every week. So we do our job to get that out to you. Again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Let's bring our first guest on. Jude, are you there?
I certainly am.
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm just up the road here in Santa Barbara.
Oh, I love Santa Barbara. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I am the creator of a system called Attitude Reconstruction. And it says that all of our bad attitudes stem back to unexpressed emotions. Unexpressed sadness, anger, and fear.
Mm.
And if we just start to deal with those emotions in a more constructive and healthy way, we can create the positive attitude.
I like that. This is Sherry. I have a question. One type of emotion that I think a lot of people struggle with, a lot of what I do is work with people that struggle from all sorts of addictions, but resentment. What would you say would be the solution for resentment?
Well, that underlying that is the emotion of anger. Because when you feel resentment, you want to sort of strike out.
Maybe. To lash at somebody.
Yes, either lash or pull away. And I say if you move that energy, it's because emotions are just emotion, energy in motion. And if you just move that energy out, like maybe you stomp around or you push against a wall, or, you know, you can, like, pound on your bed, you know. But you move that energy out. It feels ridiculous, but you also feel so good. It's like a child having a temper tantrum. They get over it.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I lost my dad, and my mother's having a really hard time, and some of her emotions are coming out all over the place. And it's, you know, it's about, you know, kind of, I guess, having compassion for her, but sometimes it brings out other emotions with other family members when she's lashing out.
Uh-huh. That's because she's not moving the energy out in a constructive and physical way. It's not being critical.
No, I don't think she is. I think you're right. I think movement's everything, and everything is energy.
Exactly.
I do want to remind everybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And so glad that you're waking up with us here, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Jude Bijou right now, and we're talking about Valentine's gifts that don't cost a penny and attitude reconstruction. I mean, that's what it's all about. And so I'm so excited to have you on our show. Tell us a little bit. I think it's really important when we're, it's especially Valentine's Day of all days, why does it have to be the perfect gift? And that's something that I really like.
Well, it's been so much commercialism. You know, you have to spend money and you have to do better so you have a big story that you can tell next week. And it's just not about it. You have to put that aside and go that this is about love. This holiday is about expressing love, feeling love inside myself and expressing that.
I love it.
It's true. I do think there's so much buildup on Valentine's Day. What you're going to do, how you're going to spend it, how your boyfriend or your husband or your wife is going to surprise you. And all of those things on Valentine's Day come with a big price tag. To send flowers on Valentine's Day is a huge expense.
That's
than on a regular
day. That's
why
my husband sent them to me 3 weeks ago.
You know
I
what?
Like
I have
that,
to say,
no.
if I mean, like,
I kind of like the spontaneous.
Yeah,
throughout
I got
the year.
I got some Monday, and it was
see,
really nice.
I think that's
do
really
not get
nice.
It the day of.
Especially, I do not work outside the home, so I always feel like don't spend the money on sending them to me because no one else is going to see them.
Right.
I'd rather have a gift card to Nordstrom.
But I don't think we want to tell our significant other that because I think that kind of would hurt their feelings. You know, like
know,
if they go out of their way and they do that.
So, okay, so Sherry, you know what I did this time? Because I do that. I
no,
kind of tend
Jennifer.
To be greedy. I know.
I'm
so bad. But I said, Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. I said, obviously do whatever you want, which is really hard for me because I kind of like things my way, but do whatever you want. But, you know, it's okay to go buy the flowers on Saturday and bring them home because you're going to be home. Like, you don't have to pay to send them because you're going to be home.
Oh,
which,
good idea.
I know,
so, yeah.
I said,
do you
yeah.
think, and let's ask our guest here, Jude, do you think it's important for us to tell our husbands or our spouses what we want should it be something that's heartfelt?
Well, I think that maybe if we go over these suggestions, we can figure out whether we want to drop a hint or do something to create the experience of love.
Tom, can we ask you that question?
Yeah, we need
a man.
Guy. We need
okay.
a man's opinion.
What's
yeah,
your thought?
I like stuff that works and stuff I need. So, the guessing game can get dangerous. And it's happened to me before where a purchase has been made that was kind of expensive. And I thought, oh, boy. Yeah. I plain and simply did not want it.
Okay, so don't take this the wrong way, but that's enough about you. What about your wife?
Exactly. yeah. Would so, you? Okay, do you, would you rather her tell you what she wants?
Absolutely. That's okay. why gift cards
I
are
I agree
beautiful.
With you. I think my husband prefers to know exactly what I want. Go and get it so there's no
no guessing games.
There's no guessing games. I think it's that's easier it. For him so that
I mean,
he can.
Very few of us are lucky to have the perfect gift giver.
Yes.
That just is very
it's
hard.
It's kind
of
like
I mean, my ex-husband, I have to say. He was the
I actually bought a pair of shoes for my wife that she liked.
that you picked out yourself?
Rock, Tom.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's
yeah.
very
I got
sexy.
The gift card, got Ooh. The gift card, the whole deal, and I said, if these aren't to your liking, go exchange them for something else.
Yeah, but that's, wow, home run
that
right there.
That was great.
You know, my husband was on a fishing trip, and he came back with this purse that I have right here. And he was so proud, and I was like, oh, my God. And he goes, don't ask me how much it costs, okay? But it's amazing, and I love it. They're all like, where is
where
that
is
purse?
Where is it? We want to yeah. see it.
But I love when it is. It's about heartfelt. And, I want to take a really quick break, but will you all stay with us? We're talking about Valentine's Day right here, right now, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And also, we're going to take you all the way through 8 o'clock, and then we're going to come back at 2 o'clock with some more. And all of our guests are completely different. So stay with us. We're so glad you're here.
Undefined. I'm just beginning. Depends in my I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on Valentine's Day. I know this is a special day for all of us, and it is for me. I just love it, you know. Do you love Valentine's Day?
I'm not a huge Valentine's Day person.
I like it. I don't know what to say. So, anyways, how about you,
Sherry? I can tell you, you strike me as a very romantic person like that, Kim.
I got married on Valentine's Day one time. Okay.
I want to ask our guest about, you know, those that don't particularly care for Valentine's Day. How do they get through it? And, you know, what should they do? I mean,
you know what I want to do? I want to give some stuff away. We didn't even start that. And so let's do that right now. Also, I want to introduce Mary Steck. She is in the studio with us. And I'm so excited that you are here. And so welcome.
Thank you so much, Kim. I'm so happy to be here and to meet everybody here.
Yeah, and she's going to be talking to us about flavors of culinary and adventures. And she's going to take up, I think we're going to give away a couple cooking classes, right? So
indeed.
I'm so excited. My husband and I did them. They're really amazing. And I learned a bunch of new things I was so excited that I could use.
How fun.
So,
you did that with Lou. That's
very cool. So I thought that would be kind of fun. So stay with us. We're going to talk to Mary in the next segment. But let's give away some tickets right now. How about a couple Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with Jason Love? And that's Wednesday, February 18th, 7:30 at Camarillo Paseo Cinema. And, of course, we've got Mission Oaks Cafe. We've got Wine Pairing Dinner, and that's February 26th, 6:30. And I have a $25 Lazy Dog gift certificate.
Ooh, fine.
One of my favorite places, I have to tell you. So, anyways, and you know what? Let's just throw this out there, too. How about a $25 gift certificate to Kate and Lace? I know I just threw a bunch
now,
of stuff
out
there.
Is Laugh Out Loud a play or?
It's a whole comedy, stand-up comedy. It's great.
Okay.
It's great
fun. You have a chance to see some really great comedians that are up and coming people. Some of them have already gotten there. It's a really fun night.
Yeah.
Someone is surprising me to go to see some play in Camarillo, and I'm trying to think if that's what it is.
Oh, it might be. It might be. So there you go. He's a really good friend of mine and just a great place to go. So anyways, welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here, 805-419-0008. We're talking with Jude Bijou. We're talking about Valentine's Day, and Attitude Reconstruction is her book, and it's a blueprint for building a better life. Really, it's all about attitude. If you can have the attitude of gratitude and start your day that way, that to me is like a home run.
Isn't
right
that
there.
The truth? I mean, of course, everyone has things that upset them and bother them and all that. But if you generally can just start out being happy in the day, probably the day will go better for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Turn your, you know, frowns
upside
into smiles.
Down.
Yeah. Oh, turn your frown upside down. I like that. We're going to have to use that. All right. Anyways, Jude, are you still there with us?
I certainly am.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Sherry, you had a question.
Just about the you know, I hate to call them haters, but the Valentine's Day haters. Like, how do we help them get through the day?
Well, I think to refocus them on, hey, honey, I really just want you not to say anything negative about it today. It's like, go along with it. It's one day out of 364 or 365 days. It would be such a gift for me for if you wouldn't do that.
And how about for the singles out there that don't have someone special?
Well, that doesn't just have to be a partner or a spouse. You can do it for just all of your friends. You can apply some of these tips and reach out and call them and express something and so on. And girlfriends and, you know, people at work. You can, you know, it's always in good taste.
Wow, I love that. You know, it's funny because my husband really does not like the holidays, not per se, you know, Valentine's Day, but the holidays, meaning like Christmas and all that.
Uh-huh.
He used to just get bah humbug, and I'm like, what's going on here? And so, you know what? I tried to make it a little easier for him, you know, and welcoming. And sometimes it's just like maybe they think right off the bat that they can't too much.
I think men feel a lot of expectation to provide that perfect Valentine's night or that great Christmas gift and all of that kind of stuff. So it probably is easier just like if we could not celebrate it would be so much easier.
I think that's what it's all about. But anyways, so what are some simple ways to sparkle and sizzle back into someone's relationship for Valentine's Day? Let's just turn this day around.
All right. So you can be either a man or a woman. Doesn't make any difference. Write down a list of qualities that you appreciate in the object of your affection, the loved one. What do you appreciate? What characteristics do you like? What accomplishments do you like? What do you like about their appearance? And write them down. You're focusing your energy on the positive, on the appreciative stuff, and then write it in a card or write it in a poem or make a little video. You still have time today.
Wow, nice.
Kind of back to basics, not so much about the commercialized part of Valentine's Day, but what it's really about.
Well, that's
basically,
things that don't cost even a penny.
Exactly.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
And, you know, you can also put everything that you appreciate, write out those qualities, and put them as little fortune cookies and put them in a bowl. See, because you want to have something that people have, something tangible. So it's like, oh, I need a little boost. Oh, hey. You know, I love your smile or whatever
it is. I have to tell you, my husband and I don't think it was Valentine's Day, but we just went and we bought something or made something in the house, really nice, you know, salad or something like that. And we took it out in our backyard and we went to a place just, in, you know, like under a tree that we never even sat before. And we took a blanket out there and we took one of our favorite books and we just went out there. I'm telling you, it was like,
that's
my
so
husband
nice.
Was like, this
very
is
romantic.
Really fun. Why didn't we ever do
it's
this
like having
before?
A picnic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's right in your own backyard. There's so many things. We have beautiful beaches and parks just around here.
It's really true.
Yeah. Just go and, you know, and take a couple moments to just be with yourself.
It makes me wonder, though, you know, if you're not with the right person, maybe those are the people that don't really care for the day. Like if you're with the
I
right
agree with
person.
You. I think I like Valentine's Day. I don't need someone to. Now, I do like chocolate. So I do like that box of Russell
you like
Stover.
Chocolates?
I love Russell Stover, which I know is not what people would say, like, wow, I love that. And
C's
I love.
C's over here, nuts and chews, if you ever want to make. Okay,
I
so,
love
yeah.
Russell Stover, and I like my own box because I like to take a bite and put it back.
Oh, my God.
But
I can't believe you just said
that. I feel like Valentine's Day should not be a financial commitment. That's what I feel about. I don't want somebody to feel like I have to have all these great things. Going out to dinner or staying home because it's not crowded, like, that's the part I'm not huge
so
on Valentine's
Day. So you have children. We all have children, right? Do we get our children and, like, our mom or dad? You know what I mean? Do you send out?
Sometimes I do a card for my daughter, but not always. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, my mom used to do, like, back and forth. I always do something for my boys. Like, but it's kind of like a good time for, like, a new outfit because it's sort of getting to be warmer. Like, I'll roll up a pair of shorts or something. Boys,
I'll find, like, a cute little shirt for my daughter. Exactly. Skateboard for one of my sons.
Do you buy gifts for all your kids?
I do I put too much pressure on myself, just like Jude's saying. Yeah. I like to do it if I've already done it ahead of time, but I don't want to be rushing around trying
to find, I did have I bought a really cute sweater over the holidays at a local retailer with a big heart on it, and I wore it when I worked in my kids' classes yesterday, and I was so excited that
Did it have black?
No, it was pink with a gold heart on it.
Okay.
And I was super excited because I usually don't get that kind of stuff done. So I was very excited about that. Yeah.
Well,
that was like the highlight of my Valentine's Day.
But if you are just tuning in with us right now, one, I'm so glad that you were starting your day in a positive way. And, you know, if you have something in the community that you have going on or something that you want to share with us here or you want to share with the world, you know, give us either a call at 805-419-0008 or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I love all the calls that we've been getting. And men, women, children, we've been getting, I'm serious, we are just, I love the growth that the Kim Pagano Show is doing. And I am so glad that you're here. I do want to remind you of our show. This one from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then 2 to 3. And we also have our recovery show that we have going on, which is growing like leaps and bounds too. And it's really the recovery of life, waking up to anything that you're going through in your life. And I want you to make sure you tune into that too. So we've got a lot of things happening here. Love you to be a part of it. And again, we're talking with Jude Bijou. What are we going to find in your book?
I want to just say something about this appreciation. That's fabulous to do around the dinner table.
Oh, I do a highs and lows. Okay?
We do roses and thorns.
Roses and thorns? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cute.
But you can do it where everybody gets an appreciation from everybody else. So the person who's receiving it just doesn't say a word, and everybody, mom and dad, sis, whatever, they all say what they appreciate about that person.
I think we need to do that.
That's really nice.
I love
We've
that.
We've never done that in my family. I think that would be a really good
That's
exercise.
That's really nice.
And maybe even around the holidays, you know.
How does it work? You say something that you appreciate.
Well, they would all start with you, Sherry, okay? And they would all, is that correct, Jude?
Yeah, it's, you know, who wants to go first? All right, I'll be it. And then they'd have to just sit and take it in.
I've done that in groups. I've done that in group therapy with my clients, but I've never thought about doing it with
my family.
To
do with your own family,
Do you want to know, there's this school, I think it's, I can't really say it because I think it's still pretty private, but there's a school that they go away on this trip, and it's high school, and they have all these, their letters from, like, relatives. I mean, it goes down the line, not just your immediate relatives, but down the line. And they are read all these things that people, they never had any idea how much people really thought of you.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that is
a life-changing
experience for these people, for these kids. It really is.
But why do we have to wait for one day?
I don't know.
Let's make every day a day that is full of gratitude. That you know, it's even if you're in the grocery store, you're in anywhere, stop and give a compliment. Tell somebody how you really feel. You know, just say, I hope that you have an amazing day. You are going to see your day start to turn around.
It's all about paying it forward.
Paying it forward.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
And also, you know what? I want to have you talk to you about Facebook and have you follow us on Facebook. Every day we post something there, a video.
You do. You always have great inspirational messages. And the other day I was kind of going back and forth with my son, and I clicked on Facebook really fast. And I'm like, yeah, I am really nice to you.
Yeah.
And something just, like, struck me. And I was like, you are mean right now, and I am really nice. Not you, but my child.
No. No, but it is. It's a reminder of, you know, turning your day around.
Well, we spend so much time as adults telling our kids, oh, you're so great, you're so this, you're gonna, and then as adults, you don't always have someone saying that to you. And everyone needs to be told sometimes that you're doing a great job, you're gonna get through this.
I call it, you know, it's interesting. Sherry, you probably know this, therapy. I mean, it wasn't from therapy, it was like my own thought. But I feel like, you know, my husband and I are like on a teeter totter. There's days I'm up, there's days he's down, you know? And for my listeners out there, I hope that you can take this to heart, maybe in your family and your relationships. Find somebody that's going to lift you up when you're a little tilted down, you know? That's called your support team. Be around people that love and admire you.
People that champion you. People that believe in you and want to bring out the best. I think that's, you know, one of the hallmarks of a great relationship.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Jude, can you leave us with a couple last little tips for Valentine's Day? And thank you so much for being our guest here.
Absolutely. You can jot down precious memories of your partner, maybe when you met, and speak them out, like what you remember and the first date and so on like that. Or can you enliven the perfect, the memorable parts of your life? You just go to the positive. It's exactly what you gals are talking about.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? I know we barely touched on your book. Tell us a little bit about your book, and I'm going to have you back because there's so many great things that I think we can have from this.
Well, I understand that there are five ways that we can react with the world. We can have an emotional reaction. We can have thoughts about it, and it's bad thoughts versus good thoughts. We can have an intuition about what's going on. Or we can speak and communicate, or we can take action. And I say that those are our five tools. And I really explain the simple principles behind each of those tools so that we can feel more of the emotions of joy, love, and peace, and less sadness, anger, and fear.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jude Bijou. And again, thank you for being here. Where do we find your book?
It's on my website, which is www.attitudereconstruction.com. But it's also available on Amazon as an ebook or a regular book, or just local to your local bookstore.
Perfect, perfect. All right, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. I want to give something away. This is your last chance to get in the two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton. And give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Stay with us.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on Valentine's Day, the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I hope that you guys, everybody got their calls in, because we are giving away tons of stuff. And the last one was the last chance to give away for the two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton. And so it's right here in Agora, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to go check it out.
There's a lot of stuff to do right around there.
I know.
I mean, it's like definitely the place to be these days.
Yeah, and also we gave away, let's do this again. Let's give a $25 gift certificate to Kate and Lay's. So if that's something that, you know, it's all about the beautiful romance. Yeah.
It's early. You still have time to get down there.
I know. I mean, it's early. Yeah. So anyways, they're located in Westlake. So definitely go check them out. So anyway, stay with us, because we're going to continue to give things away here on the Kim Pagano Show, because we talk about the brighter side and we love to give back. So definitely. Our next guest and in studio is Mary Stack. And my husband and I took a class with her, and she is just, you know, it's really all about cooking classes, and I think it's more your passion is what it is. It's really amazing, but I feel like love is in the air when you make something that you're so passionate about and you can share it with somebody else. I love the feeling. My husband and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for sharing and being on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me. And it was such a pleasure to have you in my home.
Thank you. Thank
your
you.
Husband
oh,
was
you
adorable.
Teach from, do you teach from your house?
Yes. I do. The classes are in my kitchen.
Oh, which is in what city?
Which is in Agora Hills. And the nice thing is that we're not selling product.
Yeah, no, it's about, seriously, it's about learning. It's about love. That's why I decided it was
Is it only for couples?
Or? No. We were the only couple there. But, you know, I mean, how many people do you actually have in a class?
We generally like to keep it at 10 because it's in my kitchen. And
let me tell you, when you think of her kitchen, oh, my God. I was like going, I could use that. I could do that. I could. She has it all
set
up.
Well, I
want
to hear about the basic class.
Yeah.
I know you have more than that, but.
We do. Our basics class is going to be launched soon. And basically what it is my desire is to help people overcome fear of the kitchen. And
Sherry,
overcome.
I told you this was all about you. This is my Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
I know. Sherry has a little thing with cooking, you know, right?
I mean, I have my signature dishes.
What are your signature dishes?
Put me
Did
on the
I,
spot.
Oh, God.
No,
is that a fake?
No, it's like a spinach cheese thing that I make.
Fabulous.
And this thing with halibut and rice and shrimp.
I think that's great that you have a signature dish, because you're definitely not afraid to cook. You just don't always have a lot of need to cook a big meal.
Well, it's been me alone for a long time. So, you know, I want to stop having the attitude that it's just me alone. I mean, because I could have people over.
Yeah,
I could.
Tell me when to come over.
Absolutely.
We'll be over, right?
Kim and I will be there.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Well, even for Valentine's Day, I know that might not be what you want to do today, but anytime, like just inviting your girlfriends over for drinks and appetizers.
Yes, I want to be better at that.
Yeah,
that is my goal for
the
new year.
wine and cheese.
Yeah, that's
and
I want to be better
salami.
At that.
Oh, absolutely. And the good news is most people don't eat a lot anymore, so you don't have to make so much
you
food.
Are yeah. so right. It's really I, you true. Know what? It's... I used to like be like, seriously, this is for four people, right? But you're absolutely right. People
My
don't.
Husband will invite people over to watch a game or a fight or something, and every guy, these are like grown men, will come in with a 12-pack of beer. And I always say, you're taking that home with you because you're going to drink two, and we're going to have 10 of those beers left. Like, no yeah. one drinks or eats as
like
much
they
as
used
they used
to.
Yeah. yeah. Anyways. Well, anyways. So I'm glad that you do have some signature dishes. And again, I want to remind anybody that's tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Happy Valentine's Day. I want to remind you to be good to yourself and to love yourself. That's what this is all about, is really, you know, honor your journey and who you are so that you can have the best life. And that's what I want to share with you today. We have Mary Stack. We're talking about her cooking classes. And so tell us a little bit about
them. More about that basic.
Well,
to start.
As I said, I want to introduce cooking in a way that is adventurous rather than intimidating. When we present a recipe, we'll cook it for you and give you tips. But then I say, take this and break it apart. Pull the things out of it that you love and start digging into your imagination mm-hmm. and your heart mm-hmm. and recreate it your way.
Okay.
So it just relieves you of this fear. I've had many failures. If you only knew how many dishes have gone down my sink. But I love trying.
Ooh, huh. I love that.
You know,
that's perfect.
Yeah, there's no failures.
Can we talk about what we made? Because I just wanted, okay, so the shrimp. Okay, shrimp kind of intimidates me a little bit to, you know, to make that. You made it so easy that we did it. We've probably done it three times already since we've been in the class. Tell us just a simple shrimp recipe.
Okay, well, I'll do the one that was at your class. We did a tapas class. We're in the midst of a...
Oh, tapas is great.
Yeah.
Great. We're in the midst of a series called A Cook's Tour. Because when my children were growing up, I would choose a different country every night and introduce them to the country and the language and the people and then the food.
How great is that?
And it gave them an appreciation of people all around the world.
Wow.
And
Isn't
a respect
that amazing?
For people. So we did tapas. And the shrimp dish, if I remember it, was simply, I bought the shrimp at a market. They were already deveined.
And okay, there's something. I didn't know that you could already have them deveined. That was one of the things like, ew, why do I have to devein them all? They came that way.
Oh, you mean take them out of the shell thingy?
No.
Take them out of that plastic thingy? Or?
No. Okay. So do you want to say it?
Well, there's a digestive tract inside of each shrimp. And to do it yourself, you have to cut carefully down the back of the shrimp with the shell on and remove this little dark vein.
It's called
poop.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's
She's
true.
She's being nice.
I got it.
So there are markets who sell it to you, deveined, and with the shells on. Now, I like to cook them with the shells on because it adds so much more flavor, and they're beautiful, and it becomes an experience when you get your hands in there and they get oozing with olive oil and butter and all over your it becomes a whole experience. Mm-hmm. So I got these little shrimp, or not shrimp, little, they're good size. And I just sauteed them off with olive oil. In Spanish cooking, there is so much olive oil and garlic that your hair and skin becomes beautiful, but no one wants to talk to you.
But we all ate it, so it was
but
all
we
good.
All ate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it was just sauteed off in olive oil and garlic. And then I grated a little bit of lime zest,
yeah,
if
lime
I remember,
zest.
And some lime juice. Mm-hmm. And I threw that in and ended, I believe, with some parsley.
Yeah, it was amazing. Simple,
it was
simple.
Nice. It was done in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about the peppers.
Oh.
I'm going to make you girls really hungry right now and all my listeners. So,
you know, I was introduced to these wonderful little peppers through my adventures with food. I will drive across a state to get an ingredient or experience some kind of food. And there is a pepper called shishito.
I think we had those. I introduced them to you
last
at the
week.
Sushi.
We had the other night. Those
I
didn't
delicious. Like
them.
I didn't like peppers.
I did.
They're also called twisted peppers. And if you go to an Asian market, they're very inexpensive. And they're normally sweet. There's about 1 in 10 that become hot, spicy. So I usually just bite the tip off first, and I check it and make sure I want to eat
But
it.
How easy were those to make?
So easy. All you do is heat up oil, olive oil, throw them in, put salt on them, let them get a little bit toasted, take them out. Done.
Mm, yum.
Sounds easy. Can you that with, like, edamame?
I was told that I might be offered to give a recipe today, and that was the one that came to mind because the other day...
Because they make the best garlic edamame.
The garlic edamame.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The other day I had a guest to my house for a lecture, and they were... Most of them were vegans. So I thought, gosh, what do I do? I took the edamame, frozen edamame, in a bag, took them out, defrosted them, dried them off, and sautéed them off with olive oil and about 7 or 8 cloves of garlic that were peeled and smashed with the side of a knife. And then I got those chili d'arbol, those little red skinny dried chilies you can get in any market.
That come in a package,
It comes
right?
in a little
yeah.
bag.
Okay, yeah.
And I put that in, and it took about 45 seconds with a hot pan to get them toasty on the outside. Again, little salt. I had a mountain of them, and they just disappeared.
But they didn't eat the skin. They you got the taste.
Exactly.
From the top.
Yeah, and it
sounds delicious,
garlic,
doesn't it?
Sounds really good.
Lots of garlic.
Oh, my
and
God. Mary, the next time you're coming in here, you're bringing us food, okay? We already said that. We can't talk
gotta
early in the morning.
We got to start putting that in our PR stuff.
Yeah,
we'll be on our show if you bring food.
But, you know, I wanted to just offer one small little thing for Valentine's Day, because what better is... I love people who do something for me on a personal level.
Love it too.
Spend time with their hands and their heart creating something for me. And I thought while I was sitting here, here's a wonderful little thing for Valentine's Day. You go out and you find yourself some grapes, the ones you can test them and see which ones are the sweetest ones. And then go over to the craft store. I'm not sure if I can mention the name, but
a craft store, yeah.
And you buy the melting chocolate.
Ooh.
And melt the chocolate, dry off the grapes, and dunk the grapes in the chocolate. Chocolate-covered grapes are amazing.
Oh, how chocolate inexpensive, and yet,
how sweet.
I mean, that's perfect.
So sweet. It's out of the norm. You know, I love chocolate-covered
strawberries. Do you have to put them on wax paper and let them adhere, I guess you could say, right? Put them in the refrigerator?
Not necessarily. They'll dry off unless it's a really hot day.
Okay.
But if you put chocolate in the refrigerator, it tends to collect a little moisture on the outside. So.
Do you think we're living in times where people are doing more home-type cooking? I mean, I know we have a lot of recipe shows here.
Well,
but cookbook shows. But
I believe...
Just curious.
You know, when the Cooking Channel first started and Food Network, it was a lot of instructional information for us. Now it's kind of morphed into a lot of game shows and things. But I think in all, it's created at least a curiosity about cooking and food and a kitchen. I mean, how many people really spend time in their kitchens?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going back. I think it's really coming back to farm to table, you know, farmers markets. I think that...
And I agree with you. And I think, like, my mom can sew and she can knit and she can quilt. She can do all that. I cannot do any of those things. Or I'm not interested enough to want to learn. But I love to cook and I love to entertain. So that's where I'll try something new. And my friend is always amazed that I will try a new recipe, invite people over, and have never tried it
me
before.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
That takes a lot of courage to me. That to me
or
is
I
amazing.
Don't realize how bad it could be if things don't work out.
Yeah, you probably have more better than not. So one mess up, right?
What's your worst thing that you've ever done, Kim?
God, I think...
Like your worst story.
That was my worst story. I have to think on that. I think,
but at least you tried.
Yeah, I think it was a lasagna one time, and you know, it was one of those where I think it was like cook the noodles.
Uh-huh.
They're still a little chunky, you know. Or,
oh my God, that reminds
you
me of something.
You didn't have enough sauce.
I don't know. It didn't cook.
I have a manicotti story. Okay, I knew how to make manicotti really good, but every time I made it for somebody, I never saw that person again. It happened twice, and so now I won't make manicotti.
Because you're afraid somebody doesn't like it.
Like, if I make it for that person, like, the relationship will be over. I'm so, like, old wise tale on this. And I make a really good one. I mean, like, with Aunt Penny sauce on top.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sounds good.
Bring it here. Make it for you guys.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Will that break the spell?
That will break it. We'll tell
Maybe it'll break the spell.
The spell.
That's a good idea.
Here's, I think, and this was, like,
That's a great idea.
I think this was when we were just brand new married.
Those are the best ones because that's what I have too.
Okay, and I think it was Thanksgiving and I had all my husband's family over and I think I forgot to take the bag out of the turkey. Oh my God, that is so embarrassing.
Okay,
and
that's
so
funny.
I think somebody said to me, you know, you took the bag. I'm like, I couldn't lie. I was like, no. And they're like, oh my God, we can't eat it. Can you not eat it with the bag in there? What is, you know?
Yeah, you should be able to eat it.
I don't know. But anyways, we did, but it was like they all, I didn't think you were allowed to, but anyways, remember to take your bag
out of your turkey.
You know, gizzards. I know this is a cooking light positive thing, but you know, I think I'm onto something. I think I have trauma around cooking because now that we're having this discussion with my first husband, I would make him these amazing meals like stuffed cabbage, and I'd want to be the nice little wife. I was in my 20s,
right,
early
to follow
20s.
The picture that you'd been taught when you were young.
Yes, because my mom cooked, and you know what? He didn't want those big meals. He would say to me, "Well, I want to play basketball." And I don't want those big meals. Yeah, smack them. And I got
that marriage
absolutely. Didn't last.
Oh, so see,
but you know,
that's why.
Yeah. As the therapist, I am here to proclaim anyone that's on the show. Do you have cooking trauma?
Oh,
because
I don't have happy things surrounded by it.
I do not really, actually. Within myself.
Now, when my husband and I first got married, I was the one that, you know, anything I got, I used. So the china, the silver, the whole thing. So I don't eat sandwiches. So you have to know that part for this little story. And I made a turkey roast for him one night for dinner. And I put it on the platter and the whole thing. And I bought it at the grocery store and I put it in the oven and I cooked it. And we cut it. And he's like, it's just a little bit dry. It's good. It's a little bit dry. And he's like, what kind of turkey is this? And it was lunch meat that needed to be sliced.
Oh, God, I love it. That's funny. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. What a great, I hope that everybody's enjoying our little talk right now. We're almost at the end of our show. And I do want to do a little shout out for a couple people. And I'm going to start out with Somas Nut House. And definitely a really great place to go and buy Valentine's gifts there. I mean, they're amazing things there. So, and you can do it online too. But they are located at 4475 East Los Angeles. And also you can visit them on SomasNutHouse.com and get gifts there. So if you haven't done it, run over there. Also, Thermal Imaging, another great place is if you have something going on in your body, give MJ a call. In fact, let's give away one right now, a face. And what she does is she takes a picture of your face. And it actually talks about it tells a story in there, your digestive system or your dental. So everything kind of starts with that. And also, I know you wanted to mention
something. I definitely want to mention the Camarillo Yoga Center. It has new series beginning all the time. They're at www.camarillayoga.com. And you definitely want to check them out. It's a great way to find your inner peace. Come to one with your body. Definitely look into that.
Yeah, we had several callers to give away a month, and so
excited good
for
you. Everyone should be able to rest without falling asleep, and yoga really allows you to relax your body.
Yeah, there you go. Also, I would love to give this away. This is actually a perfect giveaway today because it's a sweetheart session with Denise Butler Photography, and it's 1 hour in studio or a local on location area. For two people, and she is going to make you feel amazing. And so that could be with, your child, a couple, and you can come there already looking beautiful. And, of course, hair therapy, you can always call us. But go there looking beautiful and get some pictures of you and your sweetheart or you and your loved one. So let's put that out there right now, 805-419-0008. Also, Mary is giving away. Tell us what you're giving away.
Well, I'm giving away a class for two tickets.
A couple.
It could be any couple, mother, son,
husband, wife. Anyways,
it doesn't matter.
Friends.
To join us in one of our classes. We're going to be continuing the Cook's Tour. We're going to Paris on Monday night.
Ooh.
And we have a lovely menu going. We do have some spaces available for Monday. And then in March, we're going to Ireland.
Oh my gosh. See, how fun.
So what is it, once a month?
We have classes every 2 weeks, and we're going to be doing a Cook's Tour on 1 week and then the basics on the other week.
Oh,
Okay.
So
I love it.
And I just want to add one more thing because of the trauma issue you were talking about. You know, when I was 7, my mother put me in the kitchen and said, make a meatloaf. And she's opened her entire kitchen up to me. And I did. And I have no idea what it tasted like. But they sat down and they ate it and told me it was delicious.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
If you can do that for your children, I don't care what it tastes like. You can get through it. You
know? I love it. Yeah.
I think there's something to say about this. I think someone needs to write a book now about cooking trauma.
There we go. Maybe that's our next book. I don't know, you know? So,
and if you don't have a chance for tonight to make your Valentine's dinner, there's also Ash Wednesday, Fat Tuesdays right around the corner. It's a great time to try recipes. It's one night. It doesn't have to be perfect. And there's so many fun things that you can make.
There you go. Mary, leave us with one tip that you can really help us out with and bring love into our kitchen.
One tip. Go into your heart.
Go into your heart. Be passionate about what you're cooking.
And don't be afraid that it's not perfect. If your souffle is a pancake, so what? It's there. It has the flavor. It has your love in it.
Do you want to give everybody the phone number so they can get in touch with you?
Certainly. 818-606-7895. Call me direct, and I'd be happy to set you up and give you more information. And we're building a website right now. We'll put you on a mailing list.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mary Ann. You're going to definitely be back here with us. I love that. Of course, we are at the end of our show, but that doesn't mean we're over because we have a whole nother hour. And we're going to be talking with Ken Solon, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Boomer Guide to Finding True Love Online. And so we'll find out a little bit about that. Also, Oliver Fruend, and he is going to be talking about the Susan G. Komen race for the Cure event at Dodger Stadium. And so if that's something that you're passionate about, just go and give a little bit of yourself for that. Stay with us because we're going to be right back. Lots more to give away. And, of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. A river cuts through a rock, not because of its power, because of its persistence. So stay persistent in what you're doing, but stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 hey. Your lipstick stays.